One of the interesting things I get to do as a priest is work with couples who are preparing for marriage. And there's something beautiful when a couple commits, a man and a woman totally and fully commit themselves to each other. You know, there's a level of risk in doing that, in giving yourself to another person. You know, in a way you lose a an element of control over your life because your life is no longer your own. It's now lived for somebody else. But what that action does is it's an act of total freedom where a person gives themselves to another, and it brings an incredible joy and happiness because that's the type of love that God has created us for. And so when a man and a woman are able to give themselves and commit to that level of love, it brings tremendous happiness. You know, other times I've noticed when a couple isn't totally committed. You know, there's something that they're holding back from the relationship. It might be finances. You know, there's cases where someone wants to keep their money separate, like my money is mine, your money is yours, but they don't want to share that. Or it might be a lack of openness to children. You know, they're rejecting the gift of fatherhood or motherhood within their relationship. Or it might be the thought that if things don't go well, we could always get a divorce. And so there's a level of distrust in that relationship and a lack of total commitment. And the couple might not notice that there's something missing from that relationship, from that act of love, because it can be subtle. But they're not going to experience the freedom of giving themselves totally and unconditionally to another person. And because that act of self-gift is impeded by some attachment. And so that prevents them from experiencing the fullness of love in marriage as God intended it. In today's gospel, we hear about the encounter of Jesus with this rich young man. And this man is very enthusiastic. You know, he's lived a life in many ways of virtue. And he kneels before Jesus and he says he's obeyed the commandments. You know, these are the commandments on the second tablet, which relate to how we relate to other human beings. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. And he says he's done all of these. And so Jesus looks at the man and it says he loves him and gives him an invitation that only God can give. You know, this is not an ordinary teacher who's giving this invitation. But he says to him to sell everything that he has, leave it all behind, give the money to the poor, and follow him. You know, if he had done that, he would have experienced an incredible freedom of knowing that he has given himself totally and fully to God and to his service without reservation. He would have experienced an incredible act of love. And in fact, he would have experienced the act of love that we were created for from the first moment of our existence. But he couldn't let go of an attachment. He couldn't let go of his possessions. And so that prevented him from making that act of freedom and commitment. You know, what are those possessions now? You know, any clothes that he had, any homes that he had are probably turned to dust by now. And any wealth that he had accumulated, he doesn't have that wealth anymore. These things that he was so attached to mean nothing to him at this moment. But what he passed up was a life of service to Jesus Christ and to the gospel. You know, who knows what effects that would have had if he had followed Jesus Christ? How many people through his work might have converted to Christianity? The eternal reward of knowing that he had given himself totally and fully and unconditionally to God. He passed on that. And so as we look at ourselves, Jesus Christ gives each and every one of us that same invitation that he gave to the rich young man. He looks at us, he loves us, and he says, leave all your attachments behind. Offer everything to me. Offer me your time and your energy and your talents and the desires of your heart. Give them totally and fully to me. And we have the opportunity to make an act of in freedom where we give ourselves totally and unconditionally to the Lord. Are we able to do that? Or are we attached to something? You know, oftentimes the reason why people don't want to embrace Christianity or why they don't experience spiritual growth beyond just going through the motions is because there's something they're afraid to let go of. You know, maybe it's the fear of what will happen if they let go of a relationship that they know is not proper in God's eyes. Or maybe we don't want to let go of our time or our money or something that we cling to. Or maybe there's some pleasure in our lives that we don't want to let go of. And that attachment impedes us from the act of freedom that Christ is calling us to. I want to read a quote from Pope Benedict because he says it far more eloquently than I could. But he says, "Are we not perhaps all afraid in some way? If we let Christ enter fully into our lives, if we open ourselves totally to him, are we not afraid that he might take something away from us? Are we not perhaps afraid to give up something significant, something that makes life so beautiful? No, if we let Christ into our lives, we lose nothing, absolutely nothing, of what makes life free, beautiful, and great. Only in this friendship are the doors of life opened wide. Only in this friendship is the great potential of human existence truly revealed." What Pope Benedict is saying is often we're afraid to let go of things, but Jesus Christ is not going to take anything away from us that's true and good and beautiful. You know, why are we afraid to let go of things? You know, God knows our needs, and he knows what's going to fulfill us. And he has an incredible plan for us. If anything, we should be afraid of ourselves. We should be afraid of clinging to things because we don't have the wisdom of God. He knows what's right for us. We don't. If anything, we should be afraid of clinging to things because we might mess things up, and we probably will. If anything, we should trust God more than ourselves. And so my hope is that each and every one of us either has experienced or will experience the joy and the freedom of making a complete and total commitment to God, of laying down everything that we have and are at the feet of Jesus Christ, and to experience the joy that we were created for from the first moment of our existence.